Well, earlier this morning we heard from Joe Flick. He's in France on the Western Front to honour the wartime service of his grandfather, Mick Flick, who was an Indigenous soldier who served in the First World War. 1,500 Aboriginal diggers enlisted in that war. But we shouldn't forget the contribution that Indigenous women have made to war too, women who have also failed to receive the recognition they deserve. And there's one Indigenous Australian who wants to change that, Indigenous singer and songwriter Vonda Last. 3 years ago, Vonda wrote and recorded a song called For Love of Country, which pays tribute to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men and women who served their country and in many cases sacrificed their lives at a time when they weren't even recognised as citizens of Australia. Vonda is an Unanjara woman from Kalgoorlie. She's based in South Australia these days, and she joins us from Adelaide this morning. Vonda Last, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Lovely to be here.
Vonda, your song For Love and of Country has been sung by school students in South Australia since 2015, and it was sung this morning at the dawn service there yes. in Adelaide. Tell us what inspired you to write this song.
Look, about 5 years ago, there was a growing understanding that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men and women who served needed to be recognised and honoured. And there were a number of memorials around the Adelaide CBD for not only men and women who'd served, but for horses and for animals. And mm-hmm. people started thinking, what about the Aboriginal men and women that served, the first Australians, you know, the first people of this country? And so a number of people, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people from the community and the RSL community and the veterans community came together and discussed the establishment of a memorial. And as part of that conversation, a fundraising strategy was set up, and I was having a conversation with the co-chair of that committee, Marge Tripp, who herself had joined up at the age of 17 here in Adelaide into the Women's Royal Australian Navy. And I'd known Marge for many, many years as a young person working locally, and I never knew that Marge had served and was a veteran. And so my conversation with Marge and another Aboriginal woman by the name of Shirley Peasley, who had been strongly involved in the Vote Yes campaign in 1967, both, you know, spoke to me about this need to recognise and honour and show respect to all these servicemen and women mm-hmm. because they never had that recognition when they came back.
You performed this song in 2013 at the unveiling of that
yes.
war memorial, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander War Memorial, which is outside the Torrens Parade Ground in Adelaide. So
yes.
a significant honour there. How important do you feel it is, or how much awareness is it? We've been talking to Joe Flick earlier about his dad, Mick Flick, who on his return home faced complete discrimination and racism, wasn't allowed to march on Anzac Day, but wasn't allowed to go to the RSL and drink in the same bar as the others afterwards. But so awareness among the Australian population generally, but what about amongst Indigenous Australians, young Indigenous kids? Are they aware of this heritage?
Look, I think if you had a family member that served, there is that awareness. There is a thread that's come through generations and generations. We have a local community just outside of Adelaide at Raukan. A quarter of men signed up in the First World War. And there's always been that strong understanding and awareness of service. And so if you had a family member that served, you understood that.
Mm.
And more and more in schools particularly, people are talking about, teachers are becoming more aware themselves and talking to young people. And this song was my way as well to get into the classrooms. And as I was coming into the studios this morning, I grabbed a little bit of the service that was here at the in Adelaide, and I could hear the choir singing in the background.
Singing your song?
Yes.
What did that feel like?
It was lovely, because that's really what it's about. It's educating the next generation so that people just know that it happened.
Well, that must have been
being told.
That was school kids, so that was the next generation learning it and singing it at the dawn service in Adelaide. Let's hear your version of an Vonda. You're going to sing this song For Love of Country for us?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Vonda. Vonda Last. Vonda, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us on this Anzac Day. Vonda Last, a Ngunnawal woman singing her song for love of country, written to acknowledge the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men and women who served for Australia. As Joe Flick, a young Indigenous man, told us earlier in the program, the Indigenous diggers bled like their mates in the trenches. It's when they got home that the hurt really happened.